Harper Audio presents Pretty Little Liars 5, Wicked, by Sarah Shepard. Performed by Cassandra Morris. The sun also shines on the wicked. Lucius Annaeus Seneca. Inquiring minds want to know. Wouldn't it be nice to know exactly what people are thinking? If everyone's heads were like those clear Marc Jacobs totes, their opinions as visible as a set of car keys or a tube of hard candy lip gloss, you'd know what the student casting director really meant when she said, "Good job," after your South Pacific audition. Or that your cute mixed doubles partner thinks your butt looks hot in your Lacoste tennis skirt. And, best of all, you wouldn't have to guess whether your best friend was mad that you ditched her for the hot senior with the crinkly-eyed smile at the New Year's Eve party. You'd just peek into her head and know. Unfortunately, everyone's heads are locked tighter than the Pentagon. Sometimes people give away clues to what's going on inside, like the casting director's grimace when you missed that high A sharp, or how your best friend frostily ignored all your texts on January 1st. But more often than not, the most telling signs go unnoticed. In fact, 4 years ago, a certain Rosewood Golden Boy dropped a huge hint about something horrible going on inside his nasty little head, but people barely raised an eyebrow. Maybe if someone had, a certain beautiful girl would still be alive. The bike racks outside Rosewood Day overflowed with colorful 21 Speeds, a limited edition Trek that Noel Kahn's father had gotten directly from Lance Armstrong's publicist, and a candy pink Razor scooter shined to a sparkle. Seconds after the last bell of the day sounded and the sixth grade class began to pour into the commons, a frizzy-haired girl skipped clumsily to the rack, gave the scooter an affectionate pat, and began to undo the bright yellow kryptonite U-lock around its handlebars. A flyer flapping against the stone wall caught her eye. "Guys," she called to her three friends by the water fountains. "Come here."
"What is it, Mona?"
Fee Templeton was busy untangling the string of her new butterfly-shaped Duncan yo-yo. Mona Vanderwall pointed at the piece of paper.
"Look!"
Chassie Bledsoe shoved her purple cat-eye glasses up the bridge of her nose.
"Whoa!"
Jenna Kavanaugh bit a baby pink fingernail.
"This is huge,"
she said in her sweet, high-pitched voice. A gust of wind kicked up a few stray leaves from a carefully raked pile. It was mid-September, a few weeks into the new school year, and autumn was officially here. Every year, tourists from up and down the East Coast drove to Rosewood, Pennsylvania, to see the brilliant red, orange, yellow, and purple fall foliage. It was like something in the air made the leaves there extra gorgeous. Whatever it was made everything else in Rosewood extra gorgeous, too. Shiny-coated golden retrievers that loped around the town's well-kept dog parks. Pink-cheeked babies carefully nestled in their Burberry by McLaren strollers. And buff, glowing soccer players running up and down the practice fields of Rosewood Day, the town's most venerable private school. Aria Montgomery watched Mona and the others from her favorite spot on the school's low stone wall, her moleskin journal open on her lap. Art was Aria's last class of the day, and her teacher, Mrs. Cross, let her roam the Rosewood Day grounds and sketch whatever she liked. Mrs. Cross insisted it was because Aria was such a superior artist, but Aria suspected it was actually because she made her teacher uncomfortable. After all, Aria was the only girl in the class who didn't chatter with friends during art slide day or flirt with boys when they were working on pastel still lifes. Aria wished she had friends too, but that didn't mean Mrs. Cross had to banish her from the classroom.
Scott Chin, another sixth grader, saw the flyer next.
Sweet.
He turned to his friend Hannah Marin, who was fiddling with the brand new sterling silver cuff bracelet her father had just bought her as an "I'm sorry, Mom and I are fighting again" present.
Han, look.
He nudged Hannah's ribs.
Don't do that, Hannah snapped, recoiling.
Even though she was almost positive Scott was gay, he liked looking through Hannah's teen vogues almost more than she did. She hated when he touched her doughy, yucky stomach. She glanced at the flyer, raising her eyebrows in surprise.
Huh.